This audio is brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk, the resource for working mums, business mums, and stay-at-home mums. I'm speaking with Norma Stewart, a partner at Weller Accountants today. Hi, Norma.
Hello, Darcy.
Thanks for joining me. Norma, today, as part of this series that we've been doing on business accounting, we'll be talking about flat rate VAT schemes. Can you shed some light what business mums and business dads out there can do to save money on VAT and what we should know generally?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously for some people, the whole idea of the compliance surrounding VAT is, you know, is very scary. Mm-hmm. It is another level of administration, which normally means that there is an obligation to complete a quarterly VAT return, which returns the supplies that you've made and the VAT which you've incurred in respect of the costs in your business. It is an administrative burden for many small businesses, and the revenue have recognised this. And the scheme, the flat rate scheme, is designed to reduce the cost of complying with those VAT obligations and simplifies the way that small businesses calculate their VAT. The thresholds and thinking about, well, what is a small business? The scheme is available to businesses who expect their VAT, so their VAT exclusive turnover is how the revenue would term it. Well, that's just thinking about how much value in terms of sales you expect to make in the next 12 months. And that figure can be no more than £150,000 in taxable supplies. Now, I mean, what is and what isn't a taxable supply, we probably don't have time to go into, and that is certainly more complex. Most businesses, and certainly most smaller businesses, will be working in an arena where their supplies are taxable at the standard rate. So, you know, I think the question of whether I should or shouldn't be taxable, if we just assume in this instance that everyone would be taxable as soon as they cross a VAT threshold. The current VAT threshold, so the point at which you must register yourself for VAT is £73,000. So if you are saying as a business, well, I know in the next 12 months I will invoice £73,000, then you should be thinking about registering for VAT. However, you always have the option to make a voluntary registration for VAT. And in many instances where, and certainly we're thinking about small businesses, there is an argument that to be VAT registered gives you some credibility in terms of the people that you're working with. Largely, we'd hope that you'd be working with other VAT registered businesses. So if you were registered for VAT and having to charge your customers and your clients VAT on top, they were able to recover those costs against their own taxable income. So, you know, I think, and certainly when we look at the flat rate scheme, often in those instances, then people are actually voluntary registering for VAT. So they may not have income which breaches the threshold, but they feel that it would be advisable because of all the other business elements that they are registered for VAT. The flat rate scheme, principally how it works is it saves time by removing the need to calculate and record the output tax and the input tax in returning those figures to HM Revenue and Customs. Normally, your output tax is in respect of your sales, your input tax is in respect of the supplies which you are incurring in delivering those sales. So the VAT is calculated by applying a flat rate percentage to the tax inclusive turnover. Now, why that's important is that the people that you are trading with on the flat rate scheme, you will give them a VAT invoice charging the full rate of VAT. So you will continue to charge your customers sales plus 20% VAT. But what you return to the revenue is a reduced VAT amount. So, and what the revenue have done is, I suppose, across different trade sectors, their experience has allowed them to gauge how much input tax they would expect those types of businesses in those sectors to be incurring. So if we look at, I mean, hairdressing, for an example, the flat rate for hairdressing is 13%. So you are charging your customers 20%, and you are actually only paying across to the revenue 13%, but on your gross sales. So your sales plus the 20%, and then you take 13% of that to pay that across. But that's all you need to worry about. You don't need to look at the expenditure you've incurred. You don't need to be extracting the input VAT on that expenditure. So it cuts down on the administration of actually being VAT registered immensely.
And it's quite a big saving, actually, isn't it?
I mean, and quite often, where we are thinking about businesses being registered for VAT, often that saving can help pay the professional fees in respect of getting the help to manage your compliance. So the saving itself can actually help pay those fees.
No, that's great. So do you have to be a particular type of business, or can self-employed and limited companies both go for
it? Excuse me, no, you can do it in self-employed or as a company. And you can do it in both a cash accounting basis and an invoicing basis. But what you must be aware of is that as soon as your turnover increases above £230,000, you have to leave that scheme and go on to the ordinary accounting for VAT.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you very much, Norma. That's brilliant. So I hope that's shed some light for listeners out there. Join us for the next one. Thank you.
You are listening to a podcast brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk. Be sure to visit the website for more tips and advice on being a successful working mum.